3, 2, 1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Thursday the 8th of December. It's National Brownie Day. Happy birthday Raheem Sterling, Dominic Monaghan, Sinead O'Connor and Nicki Minaj. New laws are to be introduced to help tackle the supply of rented properties in Ireland. The focus is on properties that are short-term lets through sites like Airbnb, with some estimates suggesting as many as 30,000 properties are tied up in short-term arrangements. The new rules will require registration with Bord Fáilte before your property can be approved for short-term lets. And Minister for Tourism, Catherine Martin, says this will have a significant impact.
Given the existing planning restrictions in place for short-term letting and the experience internationally, for example in Amsterdam, Fáilte Ireland estimates that perhaps as many as 12,000 of these properties could return to the traditional long-term market.
CEO of Fáilte Ireland, Paul Kelly, says the new system will give much greater clarity about which properties are eligible and available and properly licensed, including planning permission if required. There'll also be fines for those who don't comply.
Quite often you have to go beyond a credit card paywall to see the exact air code and the address of the property. So what this system is going to be, is going to be a single register where there will be a property registration number tied to an air code of the property.
Donal Shalia Varadkar says that although the housing market is an issue for foreign investment, the primary concern is not for international companies looking for accommodation for their staff.
My major issue around housing isn't whether it's a problem for big companies, it's a problem for our citizens, for people who are facing very high rents, people who can't buy their first home.
Minister for Health Stephen Donnelly announced a new contract for hospital consultants on Wednesday. The contract offers salaries of up to $250,000 per annum and has greater flexibility built in, including Saturday working and more access to operating theatres and diagnostics across the weekend. But the Irish Hospital Consultant Association says the public-only contract won't be enough to reverse the current shortfall of consultants in the health service. Professor Rob Landers spoke to RTE.
They'll be accepted by some consultants, but the key question here, will this be a contract good enough to attract consultants back from abroad to fill the 1 in 4 posts we have vacant and to fill an additional 3,000 posts?
Mr. Donnelly says the revisions that will allow greater flexibility in working hours should have a positive impact, but it may take time for that to be seen on waiting lists.
There's a lot of doctors who under their current contracts have rights to treat private patients. We want to see as many of them take up the new contract as possible, but it will take time now to phase it out.
The children's hospitals in Dublin are under extreme pressure and currently at critical capacity as they struggle to cope with a wave of viruses including flu, RSA and strep A infections. Chief Medical Officer of the HSE, Professor Breda Smith, spoke on Wednesday to confirm that a child has died from strep A here. She also had words of reassurance for parents concerned about the risks for their children.
With regards to group A strep, I think it's important that there will be a lot of anxiety. So it's important for parents to know that the majority of cases of group A strep are mild infections and can be treated with antibiotics.
Consultant paediatrician Dr. Nia Flynn says if your child is showing symptoms of a fever or sore throat, you're better off keeping them at home.
The way the group A strep is spread is through droplets, coughs and sneezes and from surfaces. So if you think about a creche situation where a child will put something into their mouth, put it down, and then another child might pick it up. So hand hygiene is very important. If your child is sick, you probably shouldn't send them to creche because they may have something that they're going to spread around.
President Volodymyr Zelensky and the Spirit of Ukraine has been named as Time magazine's 2022 Person of the Year. The award goes to an event or person deemed to have had the most influence on global events over the past 12 months. And the magazine's editor said this year's was a no-brainer amid the Russian war on Ukraine. Meanwhile, President Putin seems to be escalating nuclear tensions once again. He spoke at Russia's annual Human Rights Council meeting, clarifying that there will be no further mobilization of troops at the moment and that while Russia had not gone mad, it's still not ruling out the option of going nuclear.
Our strategy of using means of protection, and we consider nuclear weapons as protection, is all set around a retaliatory strike. That is, when a blow is struck at us, we strike back.
Still to come in the Smart 7 Ireland edition, Pinocchio's back, and he's not cheap, plus more Rugby World Cup drama.
Right after this.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome back.
We're waiting for the quarterfinals of the World Cup, but there's chaos in international rugby as teams prepare for 2023's Rugby World Cup. This week has seen the dismissal of Welsh coach Wayne Pivock and the sacking of England coach Eddie Jones. Pivock has already been replaced by returning legend Warren Gatland for another stint in charge of Wales, and Steve Borthwick is expected to take over as England's head coach. There was considerable speculation about Ronan O'Gara and the England job, but he's been offered a new contract until 2027 by his current club and European champions La Rochelle. Former England back and rugby podcaster James Haskell thinks it's crazy for England to make the move with 9 months to go to the World Cup.
Personally, it's utter madness. You have literally taken the most successful World Cup coach with a 90% winning record and binned him 9 months before a World Cup.
Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio uses handcrafted puppets to bring to life Carlo Collodi's classic tale of a wooden puppet who dreams of becoming a real boy. It's 15 years in the making for Toro and took animators a total of 935 days to put together, and that doesn't include pre or post-production. The film is out in select theatres and is released on Netflix on Friday, and Guillermo's been dishing all the deets.
The idea is for them to become actors. And each of these is more expensive than a Hyundai. And so they are really mechanically
fine. I'm not touching
it. No. Basically, what we decided to do is act in a naturalistic way, not like a cartoon, not hyper. So you can make them make mistakes.
He's known for going above and beyond in his roles. Now method actor Christian Bale transforms into a gothic detective in Netflix, The Pale Blue Eye trailer. It's more subtle than the drastic weight loss for The Machinist or the weight gain to play Dick Cheveny in Vice, but he definitely does have a hint of the Batman voice in this one though. The Pale Blue Eyes hits Netflix on January 6th, but keep an eye out as some theatres will show a limited release on December 23rd.
Is it true? You once elicited a confession with nothing more than a piercing look.
With enough patience, a suspect will often interrogate himself.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
So, you've got an idea for a business. The store of your dreams. There's just one thing to figure out. Everything. That's why Shopify's all-in-one commerce platform makes it easy to sell online, in person, and everywhere else. Sell on social media, source products with an app to get that first sale feeling. It's the only solution that gives you everything you need to sell everywhere you want. So when you're ready to bring your idea to life, power it up with Shopify.
Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday, the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.